New Delhi. As India continues to keep COVID-19 in check, health authorities are urging renewed public awareness following the confirmation of a new case in Noida and a slight rise in infections across the country. A 55-year-old woman from Sector 110 in Noida, Uttar Pradesh, tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday, becoming the city's first reported case in several months. Meanwhile, AIIMS Rishikesh in Uttarakhand has reported 3 additional infections. Hospital authorities emphasized the importance of surveillance and timely testing, especially among healthcare workers and those traveling from high-traffic areas. In response to the emerging trend, the Delhi government has issued a public health advisory instructing hospitals to remain alert. Facilities have been directed to ensure the availability of beds, oxygen cylinders, essential medicines, and vaccines. Preparedness is key. While the numbers remain low, we must avoid complacency, a senior health official said. Kerala has recorded the highest number of new infections this month, with 273 cases reported in May alone. Kottayam leads with 82 cases, followed by Thiruvananthapuram, 73, Ernakulam, 49, Pathanamthitta, 30, and Thrissur, 26. State health officials continue to monitor trends and encourage precautionary measures. International health agencies are closely watching a rise in cases linked to the JN.1 variant and its sub-lineages LF.7 and NB.1.8, particularly in parts of Asia such as Singapore and Hong Kong. India has not yet confirmed the presence of JN.1, but genomic surveillance has been ramped up as a precaution. Health experts remind the public that JN.1 presents symptoms similar to previous strains: fever, sore throat, dry cough, fatigue, and loss of taste or smell. New reports indicate an increase in gastrointestinal issues like diarrhea, as well as nasal congestion and extreme tiredness. According to data from May 19, India currently has 257 active COVID-19 cases. While most are mild and do not require hospitalization, medical professionals stress that early detection and isolation are still crucial to preventing larger outbreaks.